Well, how do you sum up that?
We're gutted, devastated. The first half probably wasn't as good as we wanted it to be. Then we come out in the second half, you know, we get the goal early. And from that, we had all the momentum and we felt like we was the better team. So, yeah, we're devastated that we've not gone through and we've not won the game.
It's not this packed every week, but you must have been impressed with the crowd.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I was just saying it to the boys in there. For me, my first experience in the Bromley Well, a European night, and to top it off with a goal as well, you know. I couldn't ask for much more. I was just saying that I'm more disappointed in the chance that I missed after the goal. But look, the atmosphere was top. The fans were brilliant. European night, the Bromley Well, couldn't have asked for much more.
With the chances that you created as a team, this could have been done and dusted by the break.
I know, yeah. That's what we were saying inside, you know. In these kind of matches, you've got to be ruthless, because when you're not, you get punished. And, you know, we had plenty of chances, a couple of clear-cut chances, one for myself, which I'm really disappointed with. But look, these things happen in football. We've got to look back on the game, learn from it, and cup game on Sunday, massive one. We want to win that, and then we can look forward to Croatia.
Did the enforced break because of the crowd trouble affect your momentum as a team?
You could probably say that, yeah. You know, we come out really hot, fiery, looking to swing momentum in our favour, which we did. And then the break happens and we have to go inside for 10, 15 minutes, which obviously doesn't help. But it is what it is. I still felt like when after the break we was still just as good. You know, we created chances and the ball just didn't seem to drop for us.
There's a kind of soft comfort in the fact that the goals at BT were self-inflicted. It's not that team cut you apart.
No, yeah. First and foremost, they're a fantastic team, got fantastic players. But in European games like this, when you concede goals like we did, it makes it extremely difficult. We're really disappointed, and it's happened now, so we have to learn from it, and hopefully we can alter that when it comes to Croatia next week.
So the cup game on Sunday, it's nice that it comes around so quick. It gives you a chance as a team to regroup and you know, get the win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and look, I've been in Ireland for a few years now, and I know how important the cup is to the fans. So look, we're looking to win the prepare well, win the game on Sunday, go on a cup run, and the end goal is to win the cup. So that's where all of our focus is on. And then, like I say, we've got Europe again next week. So it's great to have these games thick and fast. You know, it keeps you on the pitch, keeps you going. So yeah, we're really excited.